Maple Leaf Audio presents Red Means Run by Brad Smith, narrated by Graham Winton and directed by Erica Jensen.
Chapter 1. The rain that had threatened all day finally retreated without delivering a single drop. The heavy clouds scattered to the east, and the late afternoon sun breached the tall windows in the office, banking off the bookshelves on the wall opposite where Mickey Dupree sat, leaning back in his chair, his feet up on the desk, his passive expression belying the impatience lingering within. On top of the bookshelves was gathered the usual bric-a-brac one might find in a law office, commendations from various community groups, letters of gratitude from prominent clients, declarations attesting to this accomplishment or that. Among these insignificant items was a framed certificate stating that Mickey had scored a hole-in-one on the 16th hole at the Burr Oak Golf and Country Club. Glancing at it now served only to remind him that he was, at this minute, supposed to be teeing off at the course, rather than sitting idly waiting for Chuck and Sally Fairchild to arrive. The certificate in its walnut frame was coated with a thin layer of dust, as were the other items there. Mickey noticed the dust only when the sun hit the window at a certain angle late in the day, at an hour when he was usually finishing his second rusty nail at Harry's pub, and he always made a note to tell the cleaning woman to take care of it, invariably forgetting about it by the following day. He'd made the hole-in-one in September 1989, and it had been his first and only ace to date. The year itself had held a number of firsts for Mickey, and a more sentimental individual might from time to time give pause to the memory of them. Mickey was not a man to fall victim to such whimsy, but if he were, he would recall that 1989 was...